Welcome to the Connected for Real podcast. I'm Revitin Batren Grossman, a marriage coach for women in business. And my mission is to bring God's presence into your life, into your marriage, and into your business. Let's get started. And we are live. Welcome to the Connected for Real podcast. I'm Revitin Batren Grossman, and I am so excited to be back into the rhythm, back into the routines. We have been gone for such a long time. And so today I want to take this opportunity to let you know what was, how it was, and what is, and then what will be. So I'm super excited. I'm going to give you a little bit of an overview just so that you know what I'm going to talk about and what has happened. And then I'll get into all the details on each one because I think they're so fascinating. So we'll start with the fact that we went to America with the entire family. So that was me, my husband and I, with 7 children. And my children made a cheer on the way to the airport. You know, who is crazy and flies with 7 kids? Only us, only us. So it was definitely a very fun experience. We went because my brother-in-law got married, and I'm super excited because we got to meet Jen, who is the wife, and we got to hang out with her and have a really good time, and also, you know, hang out with the whole family. So it was definitely important to go. I'm happy that we didn't leave the kids behind. I am definitely excited that we had this opportunity and very grateful to God. So we went for the wedding, but because the wedding was the end of our trip, like we flew for 2.5 weeks, and the last day before our flight was the wedding. So we ended up taking a road trip. We ended up having speaking engagements. We ended up doing a bunch of fun things. So that was exciting. And I'll tell you more about that in detail in a couple of minutes. Then there was the wedding, which was definitely a highlight. Everybody was so happy. Everything worked out so well. The whole wedding was just phenomenal. It was one of the best weddings. I'm very, very, very happy. And then we flew home, and it was very strange because usually, you know, you stay for the after party, but we had to go home because 1 week later was Passover, and we did not want to stay away from Israel for Passover, especially if you know us. We're very into Pesach. It is our favorite holiday. And my husband wrote a book, the Haggadah. So we're definitely not leaving. We were very excited to get back. We already took care of most of the house because I signed up a long, long time ago to something called Journey to Organization Membership, which is with Rebecca Saltzman. And I'm so happy I did. And this is totally a shout out to her because throughout the year, I was basically preparing the house to be more livable and more nice. But also I felt really confident that when we get back, really all we have to do is the kitchen because there shouldn't be any random foods or junk in the kids' rooms and my room. So that was really fun. It really felt very organized. Like I actually felt like put together for the first time. And with all the craziness of flying and being jet lagged, it was nice to know that all we have to do was the kitchen. So we come back, we have a week left to Passover. We had a lot of jet lag. I think it took me like a whole week to get over it and finally sleep normally. And then we had Passover, and Passover was an entire 7-day party, and I was not working at all the whole time. So I usually take off all the holidays, but this was just like it was extra because we were off from, when was it? Like the beginning of March, all the way. Then to then add that on top, I felt so itchy to start working. I was like, I cannot wait to go back to life. I missed the people I love talking to. I missed my groups. I missed my coaches. I missed everything about real life. I was so itchy and so like, you know, ants in my pants about getting back into reality. But I kept pulling myself back being like, there's a time and place for everything. And in just a week, you're going to be missing the time with your family. So chill out. And so I kept centering myself and getting myself realigned into like, just enjoy the moment. It's going to be fine. It's great to just be. And I'm really grateful I had that skill, because I probably would have gone like, you know, antsy if not. So I definitely had a great time. We went walking in the forest, and we went to the desert and to a farm. We had a lot of good times. So I could tell you more about that soon. And then here we are. We are at that moment where, you know, I can't stop smiling because the sun is shining. It is gorgeous out. It is the first day for like something like 49 days that I am alone with nobody around. Like, look, the house is clean and empty. So I definitely am super excited about that. And I want to tell you about what is coming, because what's coming is very exciting. So the first thing is, when I have people I follow or coaches or, you know, influencers, whatever you want to call it, I like knowing about their behind the scenes, because it really tells me more about how in alignment they are with what they're actually saying, and also what they're up to. You know, it's just interesting. It's fun to not just hear about the one thing that they talk about. So you know that I'm a marriage coach. I talk about marriage and business and the place where they meet and how they affect each other. But I want to take an opportunity to tell you about what I'm doing in my personal life that feels really, really fun. And that is that I signed up to swim across the Kinneret. And I am like, it was such a hard decision to make. And I want to tell you all about that process of making the decision and then also actually doing it. On Friday was my first practice, and I didn't know what to expect. So I was like, whoa. And another thing that's happening in the business realm is I am running another retreat, and this is going to be retreat number 9. So I'm very excited about it. I originally committed to 4. And then when I finished 4, I was like, oh, I miss it so much. I love it, love it, love it. And people were, you know, all over it. The feedback was coming in amazing. Like, it changes lives, like, really. And so I decided to do 2 more. And then after those 2 more, I decided to do another 2 more. So now we're up to 9. This is the 9th one. I'm super excited about it. And this time I'm feeling very focused, because I had so much time to just not be productive and not do and just be. It feels like I'm going towards a very nice retreat. Like, it's going to actually be very, very, I'm trying to come up with the right word for it. Like, I'm going to feel very, I guess, confident about it. I'm feeling very confident about it. I'm feeling very like structured and calm, and I'm just very much like, I'm showing up, I'm giving my best, and there's no pressure. So I'm excited. On the other hand, of course, there's pressure because it's a launch, but it feels right. So I'm excited. I think that every time I do it, I get even more confident and even more feeling right because of the feedback. You know, at this point, there's over 800 women who've gone through it and have said that it changed their lives. You know, a couple of people have told me they actually did not get divorced and started on the right track of fixing their marriage, which is, you know, mind blowing. Thank God. And a bunch of, you know, very awesome wins that I can't come up with right now on the spot, but you can definitely go and check out the testimonials. Okay. So that's what's coming up. That's what's happening. Let me tell you a little bit about, let's work backwards. Okay. So I told you about the retreat. It's coming. It's going to happen May 8th. It's going from May 8th until the next week after, right? So it's May 8th is the Monday. So the retreat's usually 7 days, 1 hour a week. No, 1 hour a day on Zoom. So the whole thing is virtual. You get a workbook, you get time with me one-on-one, and you get the entire system, everything that I came up with that helped me go from the resentful, annoyed, my husband's holding me back, all the way to I'm loving my life and this is amazing. And my husband's super supportive. So That process you're going to get at the retreat, and it's completely free. All you have to do is connectedforreal.com/retreat. That's the link, and sign up, and then you'll get the email with all the things you need, and you can, you know, take advantage of that. The way it works is 1 hour. I told you, yeah, 1 hour on Zoom, 7 days. Not in a row, because we do have a Friday and a Saturday in the middle, so we skip. The first 4 days are the calm method, which is the method I created. So calm, day one is connect to yourself. Day two is ask for abundance. Day three is listen for the answer. And day four is master a higher level of consciousness. Okay, so those are the first 4 days. They're really powerful. And then there's the break. Friday and Saturday, everybody just gets to, you know, quiet down, let it simmer, let it implement, feel it out. And we come back on Sunday for the day five, which is enhance your intimacy. Day six is design the atmosphere of your home. And day seven is bringing it all together. So that is pretty much how it works every time. I can't wait to see you. I can't wait to, you know, run it again, because it is so exciting. So working backwards, the other thing that's happening is I'm swimming across the Kinneret, and I have to tell you all about it, because it was such a thing in my life. So the first thing is, the first person ever who I heard did this was my doula, Chava Dumas. She passed away, and I'm doing it in her memory, because she is the person who inspired me to do it. And I don't think she even knew that she inspired me, but I heard she did it, and it just sparked something in me. Like, what? People do that? There's a whole swimathon, and it's, you know, it's an entire event. It sparked something in me, like, maybe I could do that. No way. That's like for big people, like actually, you know, people who actually know how to swim across Kinnerets. So I was very intimidated, but I was very intrigued and sparked. And then last year, I heard about it from the lifeguard who was doing our, you know, I organize every year a swim classes for kids, and we always have a lifeguard. So the lifeguard there told us that she did it, and she just was like on a high from it, and she started describing it. She's like, everybody is doing it. There's like 1,300 women all together at the same time, and everybody just starts swimming, and then you're just like, you know everybody's on their own time and on their own speed, and you just do it, and you can stop at any time and just relax. There's little islands that they have with like bananas and nuts and fruits and drinks, and you know, there's one big island in the middle that you could sort of stop halfway and catch your breath. And she was just talking about it as if it was doable. Like, she actually did it. You know, she says some girls, they go and they try to be first and they're really going for speed, but most people are just doing it to get it done, like to do it, to feel accomplished. And I was like, okay, that's crazy. Why is this coming up? I mean, it's been years since Chava Dumas was my doula. So my son is now 7, right? So I heard about this almost 8 years ago, and it sort of just sat in the back of my mind. And then the lifeguard just brought it up, and the other hydrotherapist and I looked at each other, and she says, let's do it next year. And I was like, what? No way. I can't swim 2 kilometers. That's crazy. And she's like, yeah, I'll train you. Let's do it. And I was like, okay. This is starting to sound exciting, but I don't think I could do it. And I just kept saying no. And she's like, yeah, you're going to do it with me. You're going to do it with me. I'm telling you. I was like, I know. I want to do it with you. The question is if I will do it with you. I'm not confident that I have what it takes to do it. And so it's been, you know, a year, almost a year, because we found out about it in June last year. And it's been a long time. It's just simmering. And I keep talking about it with my family, like being like, I really want to do it, but I don't know if I can. And my teacher thinks I can, because, you know, I go to water exercise every single Friday. So my body is definitely in shape, and I am very much comfortable in the water. But I don't know. I just didn't know. So while we were in America, we went to the library and I borrowed a book called The Dip by Seth Godin. And it's this little tiny book, very thin, very small. And it's all about knowing when to quit and when to stick. That's what he called it. It's like The Dip. Knowing when to quit and when to stick. And it was fascinating to hear what he's talking about. Basically, when you start anything, you're all on a high, you have the best intentions, you're excited about it, but then it gets hard. And then you actually have to do the work. And then you actually have to put in the hours. You actually have to, you know, do the thing you said you were going to do. And that's when it starts getting dip. Like that's when it gets difficult. And only those who are willing to do the work and actually stick to it will get to the end. A lot of people are going to quit along the way. On the other hand, there are things that aren't really worth it. Like they're not going to take you to where you want to go. And so he talks about quitting before you start, like know when to quit, like quit it right away, quit it yesterday, right? And if not yesterday, quit it now. Things that are just like going in circles, not taking you where you want to go, just draining your energy. So it's really important to know what to quit. And then it's also really important to know that when you are going to sign up to anything, you make sure that you sign up knowing that you will make it to the end. And that it's important enough for you that this is taking you the right direction. Because if you are, then you will do whatever it takes to get through it. Right. So I'm looking at the swimming thing going, and I got, you know, right before I got the email or the text message, whatever it was, the WhatsApp with the link to sign up and all the details. And I was like, oh my gosh, this is crazy. So the whole time it's simmering in my head, like, am I going to sign up and actually commit and get to the end of it? Or am I going to quit and say like, no way, I'm not doing it. Don't even sign up. Right? Because being in the middle is going to be even worse. Yeah. And start a new idea into action within 24 hours. I love that, Carol. Yeah. It's such a great book. And I was reading it. My daughter ended up reading it too. And through that, I realized that, yeah, this is something I really want to do. It's a goal of mine that's been, you know, simmering in the background for a very long time. It's something that I want to do for myself. Because I want to be healthy. I want to swim. I want to do something that's, you know, going to get me back into my body and not just into my head all the time. You know, like when we're in our heads, like trying to make decisions and trying to run the business and trying to control everything. And then you just do something that brings you down to just like, just do, just move your arms, just get through it. Right. So I committed. I got back to Israel. I signed up right away. I gave their credit card and I did it. I committed. I am in. And then I actually had to go to my first practice because as I told you, I committed. So on Friday, I went to my first practice because that was the agreement was me and my other teacher friend, right? The water aerobics teacher. So she's my friend. She said, we're doing this together. I'm like, you're doing this together. Yeah. I'm with you all the way. It's like, okay, let's do it. She signed up. I signed up and we said we were going to start the first practice right after Passover. Now, most people would say right after Passover is this week, like after all the craziness, but no, Passover ended on Thursday, which means that Friday was already a normal day and I was committed to start right away. So I asked her, I'm like, so we're going? And she's like, yes, we're going. Yes, we're going. Okay, we went to the pool and I told them, it was her and her friend, okay? I told them, I'm like, on the way to the pool, I said, I am not expecting anything besides the fact that I am here and I am getting in the water. If I do one lap, it will be considered a success because I don't know what to expect of my body. I've never swam in a large pool because we only have local pools that are very small and like, you know, backyard pools. So I learned how to swim. I know how to swim, but I've never done long distances. So I am not expecting anything of myself. I'm just going to see what my body does. And I'm so grateful for that. I'm like, thank you, brain, because there was no pressure. Like, of course, there was inner pressure, but I just kept lowering the pressure, being like, there is no pressure. Whatever it is, it will be perfect. Just do it. So I am getting in the water. It was so overwhelming. The pool was gigantic. And there were so many women, and it was women's only time. So there's like, you know, the aisles, like the whatever it's called, like the lanes of swim. So there was a thing that said slow, medium, and fast. And I'm like, what do I do? I felt very out of my comfort zone. And so I decided I'm going to commit to the middle one, because then I'm not feeling like I'm too slow for them, and I'm not feeling like I'm too fast for them. I'm just going to do my thing. And there was two other women there, so I sort of really was able to, you know, work through it. I got in like a little six-year-old. Like, I set myself down and like scooched myself into the water. I didn't want to jump. I didn't want to dive. I didn't want anything. I'm like, I am doing this as slowly and as like comfortably as possible. I got in and I started swimming, and I swam one lap. And the way I counted laps was I went all the way to the end and then came back and said one, and then went all the way to the end, came back and said two. And by three, by the time I went all the way to the end and back three, I was like, no air. I have to stop. I have to catch my breath. And the other girl next to me, one of the friends who drove with us, she said, no, you have to just take a deep breath in and let it all out and like be super comfortable in the water. You can't be forcing it. You can't be controlling it. You can't be, you know, tight. You got to loosen up. And here I am. I'm thinking three was my max. Like, I just can't push myself. And the second she said that, I just took a deep breath. I let it all out. I just told myself, okay, let's get in the water as if like we're natural at this. Okay. And I swam. I continued doing, you know, back and forth laps. I altogether did 20. Okay. Congratulations. I'm super proud of myself. And then, so the first 10 I did in half an hour. And then the second 10 I did in less than half an hour. It was 25 minutes. So I was like, wow, look at that. Like, as soon as my body just like fell into gear and started moving, it knew what to do. So I was really proud of myself. I'm really proud of my body. I was like, wow, we did it. It was so great. And also, like, once she told me to relax, it took away a lot of the crunchy, stressful, tight energy I had. And that was very, very helpful. And so at the end of an hour, my friend took me to the side and said, let's just do stretches. So we did stretches in the water. We like, you know, pushed our legs and like did all sorts of twists and things. Of course, like, I've been doing her water exercise for over 10 years. So I know what she's talking about, but it just felt really good to have like a one-on-one with her and also just feel like, wow, I did it. I did 20. And as she's talking to me and doing the stretches, she says, and by the way, an entire kilometer is 40 laps, and we need to do 2 kilometers for the Kinneret. So that's 80 laps. So you are going to have to work up to 80. And I'm sitting there going, I'm at 20 and I need to work up to 80. It's going to take me 4 hours to take the Kinneret. And I was like, what? No way. And I felt so defeated when she said that. I was like, okay, I can do it. She's like, don't worry. I started also with a low number. Just keep going. Just don't worry. And she believed in me. So I was like, okay, she believes in me. But like, it really is such a downer when suddenly somebody tells you that. So I was like, okay, whatever. I can do it. I'm in this. Like, remember the dip? I am not giving up. And in the car, by the way, the other friend, she said, you know, you could do 1 kilometer and then raise your hand and be like, come save me. And they'll come with the boat and save you. And they'll take you to the end. Like, you don't have to finish. And I was like, no, I committed. So I am going to finish. Right? Like, there is no in between. I did not come here to quit. I did not come here to like give up. I am very committed. So I'm excited. I did 20. I can do more. It's okay. This was my first time. I learned a lot, technical things. One, everybody there has music in their ears, like a waterproof MP3 player. I did not have anything. So I think if I would have music or something that I can focus on and just keep going without having to think about what I'm doing, I think it will help me. Number two, there was a lot of things that I just didn't come prepared because it's my first time. So, you know, I had to borrow a cap. I had to borrow the goggles because somebody had mine. Like, it wasn't my natural whatever. So that was about that. I learned a lot. Next time I'm going to be excited to try new things and, you know, get better. But anyway, in the car, I suddenly had this like realization that maybe we're not talking the same language and maybe I need to clarify this. So I said to my friend, Orit, when you say 80 laps, do you mean from one side to the other and back or just from one side to the other? Like, this makes a big difference, okay? And she said, oh, I'm just talking from one side to the other. I was like, oh, well then I did 40. That means I'm halfway there. Oh, that feels so much better. And I started laughing in the car. I was like, wow, like the biggest weight just shifted completely, like melted off my shoulders. I feel so much better now. I am so excited about the fact that I am halfway there. You know, like being 20 and having to do 80 is a very big jump. But then suddenly when I found out I was at 40 and I already did 1 kilometer without trying, then, hey, I could train now for another month and a half to get to 2 kilometers. That is not a big deal. I can totally do it. I was so happy. I'm so happy. You don't know. You do not understand how much relief there is in such a realization. So from that moment on, I was a lot more excited about it and relaxed. And I got home, I was like, woohoo, I did a kilometer. And I felt very accomplished. I suddenly felt like the top of the world, like, wow, my first time and I did a kilometer. So that was very exciting. What else is that this, so I told you I'm doing it in memory of my doula, Chava Dumas, and the entire swimathon is happening as a fundraiser. So I am supposed to get supporters or sponsors to sponsor my swim. So if you want to sponsor my swim, I would love that. And I would so thank you for it, because I don't think I can swim without sponsors. So please sponsor me. I don't have anything, you know, in particular that like, oh, you should give this amount or that amount. Like really, if it touches your heart and you're excited about it, I am doing it for all the best causes. The swimathon is sponsoring a really amazing center for kids with special needs. And every year that they do this swimathon, they do it in order to build another thing in their campus, I guess. So last year they did the music room and it was really beautiful. And, you know, now they just sent pictures of what they raised money for last year. So they're really doing the things they're saying they're doing. And by the way, I think this is like their 8th year or 10th year or something like that. So it's very impressive and super organized. I heard that it's like amazing. And this year they're raising in order to build homes for the kids with special needs who are graduated. So they're old enough to live on their own or to live with help, obviously, whatever, but they want to be close to the center. So I think this is an amazing thing to raise money for. So I'm super into it. And I hope that you find this exciting too. Please go find the link down here somewhere and, you know, check it out. If you feel excited about it as much as I am, then definitely show some support. It will mean a lot to me. And don't forget to sign up for the retreat, connectedforreal.com/retreat. And that's happening on May 8th, which is my brother's birthday. So every time I say it, I get excited. And I promised you I would tell you about the wedding and about the America. So let's move back now to that part of my life. So we flew to America. We had time. So first thing we did was, you know, get over jet lag, which took a while, but thank God it was not as bad as I expected. Thank God it was way better than I thought it would go. And I was like very realistic about it. Like 7 kids, a baby, you know, like everybody's going to be completely crazy. So the first couple of days, my baby woke up at 3 in the morning, but that was okay because eventually he moved it to 4 and 5 and he adjusted. So it was really, really much better than I expected. Like last time we did it 3 years ago, we flew also for, you know, right before COVID. And that was dramatic. Like I was up all night and then we had to keep them up, you know, all day, whatever. It was like, that was really hard. So this time I'm really grateful. And the things that we did. So first of all, I had 6 speaking engagements. I don't know if you guys remember, but I put it out there that I want 5 speaking engagements. I want to speak at 5 places. I don't care if I get paid or not. I don't care who comes. I just want to, meet people in real life. Like I really missed it. So I ended up getting 6. So I overdid my goal, which was very exciting for me. So the first thing I did was I spoke in Lakewood and that was really fun. I got to meet one of the people I met at the Marriage Breakthrough Retreats. And it was actually 2 women from the Marriage Breakthrough Retreats. And it was really, really beautiful because, you know, we feel like we know each other. Like somebody comes to you with their marriage and you help them and it actually works. And then you get to hear about how it's getting better and better every time there's a marriage breakthrough retreat. That's another reason why I keep doing them, by the way, is because I get updates. You know, there are people who come every single one and they schedule an appointment every single time. And then we get 15 minutes to chat about how they're doing and how I can help them tweak it even more. So it feels really nice. So I got to meet 3 women showed up. It was the snowiest day. It was snow all day, but it wasn't sticking. And then half an hour before I spoke, it was crazy blizzard. So, and it started sticking. So nobody who wasn't really committed, nobody showed up except those 3. And I'm super excited about it. Then, so I got to meet 2 new people who I knew virtually and I got to meet them in person. And I got to see one of my friends from high school who is one of my best, you know, cheerleaders. And so that was really fun. Then the next day I went to Muncie and I spoke to 11 women and this gorgeous, beautiful big table. It was so magnificent. It was so beautiful. And I'm really, really grateful. The only woman I knew there was one of the women who came to the Marriage Breakthrough Retreat. And again, like a person I met virtually and it just created an entire event and it was so awesome. Then after that, I spoke in Queens over Shabbos. I gave a Shabbat cheer in Lander College for Men. Funny, but that's where my husband went. And you know, so they allowed us to have one of their classrooms and we had, I think there were 9 women at that class. And sadly enough, because it was on Shabbos, I couldn't take anyone's email addresses or phone numbers or any way of contacting them, not even their name. Like my brain was so full with other things that I couldn't retain the names of the people. And I really wish that they would reach out to me and contact me because there was like a couple of people there who I wanted to continue the conversation with, one person I wanted to invite to be a podcast guest. So there was a lot of really amazing women who I just felt like slipped between my fingers, you know, because I love connections and I just felt like, oh, so sad that I couldn't get it. So if you're one of those people, please, please, please reach out. I would love to talk to you. So that was in Queens. And then I had a speaking engagement in Brooklyn and the woman who hosted made an entire spread of bagels and lox and salads and, you know, cream cheese, and tuna, whatever. There was everything under the sun. That woman was just like amazing. And I think there was 5 or 6 women there. It was also a really nice group of women. What I like is that every time I spoke, it was a different energy, even though it's all women and it's all the same things. But there was, you know, I spoke about different things. I adjusted it to whatever the questions were. It was really interactive and very, very special, very special. And then after Brooklyn, I had Manhattan. I went to the Lower East Side. It was in someone's house. Again, she bought all these beautiful things and I'm so grateful to people who open up their homes, and you know, especially before Passover, it was really, really nice. And I think in that one we had 10 women. And then the last one I did was in Woodmere in Long Island. And last time that one was completely packed. So I expected that one to be packed again. But for some reason this time around, I guess it was too close to Passover or something. But it was very, like, you know, it was just the perfectly who needed to be there was there. Let's say it that way. I think we were five or six. There were five or six women and then me. And it was so fun because somebody, you know, who I know, this is her sister, and, you know, a friend of mine from high school came, and the woman who I really love who hosted. So I got to see her. Like, I loved having these people around. So, like, I'm not saying just because each one of them was like handpicked to be there. And it felt really, really special. Oh, and also my mom came to that one. So that was also very nice. So yeah, so altogether, I had six speaking engagements. I got to, you know, have a little bit of air and space for myself, which I think really helped me survive this season of being mom 24/7. Things I did with my kids, we went to the New York Hall of Science. I think we went three times because we had membership. It is one of the nicest places to go. It's small enough that it's doable, and it's big enough that every time you go, you can do something else. So one time I took them to, like, the youngest kids area, and we all just played with, like, the trains and the, you know, whatever, the colorful pieces of fabric that fly, like all these different things that were really child friendly for, like, really young toddlers. And then the next day we went to the completely other side where they were talking about, you know, germs and animals and different things that you need to know about nature. So that was really fascinating too. Even though they were toddlers, they enjoyed it. And because I have the oldest and the youngest, you know, like, there's different ages, this was a great place for that because the older ones can just run around and do the thing that makes them excited. And the younger ones are, you know, enjoying touching everything and doing their thing. So it's, I highly recommend going to that place if you're anywhere near Queens. The other thing we did was we went to a Broadway show. We saw Wicked, just the older ones. It was so good. I'm happy my husband didn't come. Of course he wouldn't, but, you know, he's like, no way, I'm not doing that. But I'm happy that he didn't come because it really would not have been appropriate or for him at all. But that being said, I'm happy I got to go more for the experience of being together with the whole family. Like, my in-laws came, the bride and groom came, and then me and my four girls. So we took up, like, a big chunk of the theater. Obviously not literally, but it was definitely an experience. And there too, I got to meet a new friend, which was really fun. Oh, and you know, I didn't tell you the coolest thing about the whole experience. In the airport, the first thing that happened to us when we left Israel, there was a woman from the retreat who turned around and said, "Are you Rebbetzin Bat Chen Grossman? I know you." And she said her name and I recognized her right away. And we hugged, and then she turned to my kids and said, "Your mother is so famous. Do you know that?" And my kids were like, "Woo!" That was, like, the best part for them, is knowing that all this is worth it. So that was really fun. It was really exciting. And it happened a couple of times where people recognized me and I was like, "Wow, who are you?" So that's been really exciting. Okay. I'm going to wrap up this episode mostly because I have to go make lunch for my kids who are coming home very soon, but also because I want you to go and do something with your life too. If there is anything that you want to ask me about my trip, about the swimming, about the retreat, please, please let me know. Send any messages my way. Best place to find me is on Instagram at connectedforreal. And you can also find me on YouTube, Rebbetzin Bat Chen Grossman, or on Facebook. But I'm telling you, best place to catch me is on Instagram at connectedforreal. And of course, on my website, connectedforreal.com. So I will go and take care of the things I need to take care of today. And I wish you so much clarity, so much love, so much abundance, so much happiness in this new season of routine and semi-normalness. Is that a word? Whatever. I love you. I'll see you next time. Bye. Don't forget to be connected for real. And that's it. Thank you for listening to the very end. I would love if you can leave a review and subscribe to the podcast. Those are things that tell the algorithm this is a good podcast, and make sure to suggest it to others. Wouldn't it be amazing if more people became more connected for real? And now take a moment and think of someone who might benefit from this episode. Can you share it with them? I am Revetzin Vatren Grossman from connectedforreal.com. Thank you so much for listening. And don't forget, you can be connected for real.